You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day, so it's time for the opening. This morning I'm speaking to Scout Lowe, Portfolio Manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. It's an interesting week because it's a short week in the United States, and it's just, don't like the word grinding higher, but it is sort of moving its way gently higher, the market that is, despite everything that's thrown at it. It just continues to remain not only stable, but also positive, Skulk, and I'm talking about stock markets in general.
Yeah, it's a weird market. It's extremely weird market. So let's start off with the biggest news this morning, because there's not a lot of news. I mean, no real big company announcements, no sense. But I think the big news this morning is the rand dipping below the 17 rand to the dollar level.
Fantastic.
Great stuff. But I think, you know, why I'm saying it's a weird morning, because it's a general trend. You know, the whole market is pushing forward, with the exception, yeah, you know, some of the rand edges, we're looking at Bats and maybe Mondi, you know, they down these pure rand edges. But you would have thought, remember the gold price, you know, somewhat softer, gold price currently trading at, you know, $1,768 yesterday, trading around about, let's call it, $1,785-ish. And the rand, you know, so much stronger. You would have thought that the gold counters would be under pressure this morning. But
yes,
even the gold counters, even, you know, even the fear factor investment, because people, while the markets are running, you know, people will tend to say, well, maybe we don't need the insurance, the fear factor of gold. Yet when we look at the companies like Gold Fields, you know, that is up, you know, 90 basis points. You know, in general, gold stocks are stronger as well. So weird morning, but very good. I mean, we're looking at U.S. futures again this morning, also moving, you know, somewhat stronger, not really your 1 or 2 percentage, but you're looking at a 50 basis points in the Dow, you know, stronger, 40 basis points in the S&P 500, 40 basis points in NASDAQ, that's futures. So in general, you know, quite a solid opening this morning.
Despite the fact that the leader of the free world, Donald Trump, says, instead of talking about the coronavirus, he says, yes, I wore a mask once and it was a black mask and it made me look like the Lone Ranger, so I like masks. He said he thought he looked very good in it. He talked about himself and his own personal appearance. But anyway, that's something else which annoyed me intensely this morning after his Fox News interview. Anyway, the rand is exactly 17 on my screen. Against the US dollar. The British pound against the rand is 21.23. The euro rand is 19.16. And the euro dollar is 112.65. Dow Jones last night was down 0.3%, but there's differing performances from the other two indexes that we track. The S&P 500 was up 0.5%. The NASDAQ was up nearly 1%. This morning, the Dow Jones futures around about 0.5% better. In the forest, the Nikkei is just barely changed, just slightly higher. Shanghai, a really big move there, up 2.1% for that index. And Hang Seng in Hong Kong, up 2.2%, and the Australian All Share Index in Sydney, up 1.7%. So that's pretty good. The gold price, as you quite rightly pointed out, not doing much. In fact, it's down a dollar or so to $1,769 an ounce. Platinum is barely changed at $823 an ounce. Where's palladium, please?
Palladium kicked up a little bit, because remember, yesterday it was trading below $1,900. It's now trading $1,922. Mm-hmm. So that's let's call it half a percentage point stronger this morning.
Crude oil is $40.09. That's the West Texas Intermediate crude oil price, which is up about 0.2%, 40.09. The Brent crude oil price is $42.34, which is up 0.75% or 31 cents per barrel. So that's the spot markets out the way. Nothing on the stock exchange news service this morning, Skulk.
No. It's a flat morning. No big news, as if everybody is just sort of taking a bit of a breather today. So yeah, that's let's see what comes out later today.
We do have the unemployment data coming out from the States today, don't we? Because they're taking tomorrow off. Is that correct or am I wrong?
Yes, correct. The initial jobless claims, previous was about 1.5 million. So they're forecasting, you know, this time around, initial jobless claims of, you know, 1.3 and a half million. So let's see, you know, what comes out with.
No, but the other one, you have to clarify this, because isn't it the weekly, not the weekly jobless claims, but the monthly non-farm payrolls data today as well, because of July the 4th being on Saturday, aren't they taking Friday off? Isn't that the case?
I don't have that on my screen, well, yet. So as it currently stands, only the initial jobless claims that I've okay. got. But that you might be right. You might be right.
Given dodgy information by somebody else. Okay, but we'll sort that out later on. Okay, on the top five and bottom five movers on the JSE today, early as it is, I've got, what have I got here? What have you got, in fact? Because my screen is 15 minutes delayed, so I can't actually get the big movers to the upside and the downside. I've got yesterday's moves. What has been going up and what has been going down today?
So on my screen today, I've got Supergroup that is up 5% this morning. So they've been under a bit of pressure. We saw the new vehicle sales yesterday. Remember, Supergroup do have a few motor outlets. So it's called the new motor sales, coming out for South Africa. Surprising on the upside, surprising myself, as well.
Yes.
That definitely has an effect on Supergroup this morning. They're up 5%. Tongaat, again, 4.5% stronger. Imperial, we're looking at 5% up, and Motors Holdings very similar. Also a focus on car sales. Motors Holdings currently up 4%. So on the negative side, we've got Brimstone. We're looking at 12.5% down this morning. Barloworld again under big pressure. Looking at a share price is currently down 3.7%. Grindrod down 3.7%, and Datatech 3.1% down for this morning.
Okay, give us the indices after 17 minutes of trading, if you would, Skulk.
As we currently sit, the JSE All Share is positive, 1.3%, trading at 54,464.
Nice.
The resource, even the resource index, you would have thought that the stronger rand, they would have been underpriced. The resource index this morning is stronger, 0.55%. Industrial stronger, 1.5%. And financials is really enjoying this. The financials up this morning, 2.3%. Even the property stocks is looking quite strong this morning. A few flyers, but in general, the property index up today 1.8%.
I'm very suspicious in thin conditions of the moves that you've just described, but long may they continue. Skulk Low, thank you very much for your time this morning. Skulk Low is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town, and that was the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.